الحمد لله. We have read one of the most beautiful surahs that was recited, alhamdulillah, in a very beautiful way, which also increases, inshallah, meaning for us. And specifically, I would like to talk to our sisters right now that, you know, men are always going to tempt you. It's the way it is. They're going to look for a weakness in you. They're going to try to find out what you like, what you don't like. And from the things that you do like, they're going to try to pull you in. Some may do it with makeup sets that they will give you. Some may do it with perfume. Generally, whatever they're going to give you is just so they can enjoy a few moments of your self, basically put. As far as Jibreel alayhi salam is concerned, he goes to Maryam alayhi salam, and she goes, of course, to a particular place, and we won't go into the history of all that, but look at why she was called a great woman. When the angel came to her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel in a beautiful shape, and when the angel came to her, she didn't say, okay, let me find out about you, where you came from, what you're all about. Understand one thing, my sisters. Once you open dialogue with a person, once you respond back to that text, it's over. Even if nothing happened between you and him, someone will say she responded. That's what they're going to say. Number one, she responded. Number two, even if you ask, who are you? They're going to say, that guy's going to say, she at least wanted to know. The one that is reading the text later, what they're going to say, the fact that she asked the question, we don't know what else she is doing. And it just opens a can of worms. This is how shaitan plays on people. Therefore, when the angel came to her, what did she say? قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. I seek protection in Ar-Rahman. She didn't say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Look at, this is what you call shafqa, this is called love. أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ. I seek protection in Ar-Rahman. Who is Ar-Rahman? The most loving, the most compassionate, the most soft, the most gentle. And then, minka in kunta taqiyya, and if you are a pious person, a good person, you would leave me and go away from me. You will not bother with me anymore. قَالَتْ أَنَّا يَكُونَ لِي غُلَامٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا. Thereafter he says, you know, I'm going to give you a child. She says, what are you talking about? How are you going to give me a child? She didn't say, okay, how are you going to do it? Let's talk about it. Remember, my sisters, once you entertain the opposite gender, as a female, you have more to lose than a male, in any culture, throughout. Many people say, well, our culture, no, forget your culture, my culture. In any culture, once a woman opens her mouth to a man that is disgusting, or a man that doesn't have much to offer, and he goes through the wrong channels, he's going to destroy you. And that's what she did here. She says, you're talking about me having a child? How can I have a child? Walam yamsasni bashar. No man has ever touched me. Let's forget this idea, she said. And walam akbaghiya. What do you think I am? Just a loose woman running around? Imagine, she's talking, what an intelligent woman. What do you think I am? Just some loose, running around, immoral woman waiting to pick up men out there? قَالَ كَذَلِكْ قَالَ رَبُّكُ عَلَيْهَيْهِ وَلَّجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the angel talk, etc. And the angel says thereafter, you know what, take it easy on me. I don't think Jibreel alayhi salam ever had anyone talk to him this way. I don't think. He says, take it easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me. He sent me, of course, to gift you a child. Then a story goes in different places. He blew in a collarbone, and thereafter she had a child. And the Quran says, Nasya Mansiya. You know, childbirth is a very, very, I mean, doctors have talked about it. The pain regarding it is like breaking so many bones in a person's body. Allah has made that pain so great. But because Allah loved her, and to take her out of that shock and pain, Nasya Mansiya. That's why sometimes, what you say, some people in class, they'll say, this boy is Nasya Mansiya. What that means is, anything you tell him, he forgets. He cannot remember. And there's a lesson here. Regarding her, the Quran is saying that due to the pain being so severe, And Allah loving her so much, after she gave birth, it was as if she did not even give birth. Her body was continually normal. She moved on from there as if nothing had taken place. My sisters, all we have to say is this. Simply put, don't let yourself be tricked. And if there's one role model in life you are looking for, make it Maryam alayhi salam. And the second woman I will say that was very close to Maryam alayhi salam in history was Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. We love these two names of our daughters. Following these two individuals, we have chosen a different lifestyle. So if there are two models you need, you know, you don't need to tell a woman, follow this, follow that. She's not a woman, she doesn't understand me. Well, let me tell you, every woman at some point or the other can relate to the story of Maryam alayhi salam. So make her your model, inshallah. And Allah will give you respect, give you dignity before marriage, during marriage, after marriage, and even the children you will have thereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each one of you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to give us barakah, inshallah, in these middle 10 days of Ramadan. وآخر دعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين